I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The crowds were out in Tehran again today. But today's gathering in the Iranian capital was a pro-government one. Tens of thousands gathered to hear the Friday prayers and sermon at Tehran University. It was delivered by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and he had a stern warning for those who've taken part in massive anti-government street protests this week. I'm asking everyone to end these street protests, the supreme leader told his audience. He said protesting the results of last week's presidential election was not a correct way. And he added that if the demonstrators won't put an end to it, they will be responsible for the consequences. Borzu Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times is in Tehran.
He didn't mention specific consequences, but he said if there was any kind of violence, the blame lay with the protesters themselves. The suggestion, of course, is that, you know, any kind of clashes that break out between supporters of former Prime Minister Mir Hossein Mousavi and forces loyal to him would be put on the onus of those who defied his order and went out onto the streets.
Was there any reply from the Mousavi camp? Are they going to continue with their protests? I mean, the next one, I think, is scheduled for tomorrow.
We haven't heard any specific replies yet from the Mousavi camp. We're still trying to get in touch with them. I looked on their official website, and they had just an article that sort of stated the law, saying that any kind of peaceful gathering that's unarmed and when there's no political slogans or provocative slogans chanted is perfectly legal, quoting from the Constitution.
Anecdotally, have you heard from any opposition supporters who are now thinking twice about turning out tomorrow?
I have not spoken to any protesters that I can comment about yet.
How united are the clerics? Does Khamenei speak for all the ayatollahs?
Well, just in general, you know, and I'm not an expert on this kind of stuff, and there's many different people who are. But in general, there's many different views of clerics. There's many different types of clerics. There's just as Iran has different political factions, each one has its clerical links as well. And this goes back, you know, many decades. This sort of you know, different factions within the clergy. You know, for example, in Iraq, you have Sistani, Ayatollah Ali Sistani, who is of a different school than the founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. And they're, you know, both clerics, and they're both wear the black turban of the descendant of the Prophet, but they have, you know, very different views on matters of politics and life.
Borzu, it was also a very emotional speech. We should call it a sermon, really. And one detail that you noted is how the speech ended. Pick up on that for us.
Well, according to observers, he ended the speech by lamenting his physical condition and weeping, a move that made the throngs of officials and the Basiji militiamen and other supporters gathered in front of him, their huge crowd, weep in response. And according to observers, this gesture is similar to one that he made during the height of the 1999 student protests. And it was basically saying, you know, I'm in agony, I'm in pain, you know, I'm weak, you know, help me, avenge me if you support me. And it was kind of a license to crack down on the demonstrators, according to informed observers.
Borzu, we'll leave it there. We know the limitations that you're under there. Thank you very much. Borzu Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times in Tehran. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.